because it's a Monday morning. That means we're all collectively recovering from a week absolutely jam-packed with sport. And we need to talk to someone about it. And that someone is Will, here for this week's edition of the Community Armchair. Good morning, Will. How are you?
I'm going good, Danny. How was your weekend?
Not too bad at all. Thank you very much. Round 19. 19 rounds of NRL already.
Yeah, we're flying through this year.
I know, right? And after the gauntlet of State of Origin, we're back with the Fast Four this week, featuring an NRLW game.
Yes, indeed, Danny. I haven't mentioned this on air yet until now, but I am going to be including the NRLW into the Fast Four as the season goes on.
You beauty!
Always competitive matchups happening over there, and we'll be covering those as well.
Indeed, and we're kicking off with that straight from the expansion Bulldogs. The Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs defeat crosstown rivals West Tigers 12-8 to stay in third place on the NRLW ladder.
Another very good win for the expansion Doggies. Both teams gave as good as they got for a large majority of the game, but a couple of moments left the Tigers a little behind the pace. Firstly, Lusana Lutu missed two tricky shots that ended up being the difference on the scoreboard. One of them she attempted to curl back and it stayed left. There was no wind coming right back. It stayed right, rather. It didn't come back left. The other didn't quite have the distance from the sideline and fell short. The other moment was Caitlin Turnbull knocking the ball on after she believed she was taken high in a tackle, which the referee wasn't having a bar of. Gotta play to the whistle on those occasions. Despite those moments, West had a late chance due to Angelina Tiakara Anga Katoa's brain snap getting her sin binned, but the kick on the final chance wasn't all the way there for the Tigers. Canterbury take a tough win away from home, and they'll head home to face the Dragons on Saturday afternoon in that doubleheader.
Indeed, and second on the Fast Four over in the NRL, the Battle of the Aquatic Animals. Cronulla Sharks defeat the Redcliffe Dolphins 24-12.
Shaky moments in this one for Cronulla.
But
I think calling this one a bad win, quote-unquote, for the Sharks is a little dismissive of how much the Dolphins have progressed this year. A huge comeback in the second half to be down by just 2 points, with Jeremy Marshall-King coming oh so close to scoring for the lead, but couldn't quite secure the put-down. But let me give my biggest bouquet of flowers to Nicholas Hines.
You have to get in line behind my mum for that.
What a performance he had. Two tries, a try assist, and two line breaks. A masterclass. I'm not fully sure if this win puts the Sharkies back on track, but a good win against a good opponent. Cronulla stays home to host the Roosters on Friday night, while the Finns return home to host the North Queensland Cowboys on Thursday night.
Third on the Fast Floor, the word defense seeks an apology. The Roosters beat the Dragons 31-24.
Most years, we get two, maybe three games that are just pure vibes. And no defense. This was one of those games. For a while there, my Roosters were not playing a good game. Error prone, more holes than a colander, and it wasn't looking very good. Alongside Sam Walker being sin-binned for that careless third man in low tackle. But it felt like the Roosters realized who they were playing against. The Dragons are so discombobulated on defense. 35 total tackle breaks surrendered. I mean, something schematically through the middle just isn't working for the Red V. The Roosters were lucky to wisen up against this side. The Chooks will need to be better against the Sharks on Friday night, while the Dragons travel to Homebush to face the Bulldogs on Saturday evening.
And finally on the Fast Four, very nearly the upset of the season, the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs defeat the North Queensland Cowboys 12-8.
Ooh, very close one. The Cowboys have really improved with the prospects coming through. Jackson Purdue, Robert Derby, and Zach Labutt have all been treats to watch this year for North Queensland. They sure made this one exciting. The Bulldogs played a solid enough game to keep the Cowboys from stealing a huge win in the finals hunt, but chance after chance went begging for North Queensland. The error counts on both sides are just eye-watering. 32 total errors. Oof maroon. 17 for the Cowboys, 15 for the Doggies. A couple of those Cowboys errors came in huge moments when they were building momentum on their sets. It came down to the last play with a deft little kick from Tom Dearden, but Murray Taulagi couldn't quite beat Jacob Carraz to the ball. Exciting game, that's for sure. Chaotic as well. Cowboys travel down to Brisbane to take on the Dolphins on Thursday night, while the Bulldogs face the Dragons at home on Saturday evening.
And there was also, of course, Origin last week. Oh, look at this. We've run out of time to talk about Origin and won't have more time until, I don't know, late May 2026.
Honestly, all I'll say about it is that New South Wales RL don't have a forward-thinking vision. That's all I'll say about it. That's why they lost this series.
Ah, it suits the state. Wimbledon is over, though, but with both the singles finals complete, what do we see out of those?
First up, world number 8 Iga Swiatek became women's Wimbledon champion after defeating world number 13 Amanda Anisimova 6-0, 6-0. And I'm sending my love out to Anisimova on this one. Ooh. With the way she reacted during her speech, you can tell her performance hit her hard. She ran out of gas in the worst way in the biggest moment, which every athlete is prone to do. But that shouldn't take away from her fantastic run. She upset the world number one Aryna Sabalenka to get here, fighting back from a set down, no less. It might be hard now, but it'll be easier for Anisimova as time goes on. Keep fighting. In the men's final this morning, all eyes were turned to world number one Jannik Sinner and defending champion world number two Carlos Alcaraz, and in the end, it was the Italian Sinner who sits atop the Wimbledon mountain after defeating Alcaraz 3-1, coming back from a 6-4 first set defeat with 3 straight 6-4 set victories of his own. Very close moments where Alcaraz could have broken through, but Sinner just held his nerve and had the advantage.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Will. We'll see you again at roughly this time next week.
Thank you, Danny.